Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see.
Welcome back, everybody, on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. We came back with a little dead skunk in the middle of the road. February is the mating season for the striped hognose and hooded skunks, which translates into skunk smell. The stink occurs when the male try to court females who may not be in the mood. Smell pretty bad when they get hit as a dead skunk in the middle of the road and, of course, use it for defense against predators. Normal home range of a skunk is 1.5 to 2 miles, but during the breeding season, which is now in February, a male may travel 4 to 5 miles looking for a receptive female. Fortunately for all of us, skunk romance only lasts a short time, so there's a little dead skunk in the middle of the road. Thanks for joining us here at the campfire. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NWTF, which is the National Wild Turkey Federation's National Convention, Nashville, Tennessee. February 13th through the 17th, Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center, 43rd Annual Convention and Sports Show. 43rd, hard to believe. I don't know where time goes. This will be my 43rd. I've attended every NWTF convention. In the early days, I went as a competitor, turkey calling competitor, Al Hooting, and then as an exhibitor, ended up being a turkey calling judge, a Grand National judge, probably judged that probably 20 times. Seminars, been donating seminars and presenting seminars at the National Wild Turkey Federation's National Convention since the early 1980s. Worked for many years with the Turkey Federation. All right, here we go, the 2019 convention agenda. There's lots of activities packed in one weekend, they always do. And I already talked to the president of the National Wild Turkey Federation. He said they've entered their fourth hotel, extra hotel booking, because their original Opryland filled up and they always have a backup hotel. They've moved up to three and now going to their fourth hotel. They have more booths than they've ever sold, and the response to this year is tremendous. The Exhibit Hall and Family Adventure Village, Friday, February 15th, opens at 9 a.m. and runs to 7 p.m. On Saturday, February the 16th, the Exhibit Hall and Family Adventure Village opens at 8:30 and goes to 6 p.m. Sunday, February 17th, 2019, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's a lot to cover here for arrival on Wednesday and Thursday, so we're going to start with Friday. We're going to go down to Friday and give you an idea of what you can expect on Friday, because a lot of you turkey hunters come down for the weekend. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. convention registration at Ryman Exhibit Hall. 8 a.m. to 9:30, Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt breakfast in the Delta Ballroom. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Grand National Team Air Friction Challenge in the Governor's Ballroom. 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Exhibit Hall open, Turkey Shop open, Family Adventure Village. 11 p.m. to 2 p.m., the Tootin Brothers at Watering Hole. 11 a.m. to 2:30, Ladies Auction and Luncheon. See, they got a lot of great things for everybody. They got silent live auctions, special raffles and games. 12 to 5 p.m., the Grand National Calling Championship Senior Division Preliminaries. They're going to narrow them down. The Bone Collectors, Michael Waddell, Travis T. Bone Turner, and Nick Mundet will be in Ryman A, B, D, and E at 2 p.m. 5:30 to 7 p.m. is the Grand National Intermediate Calling Championships, and then they have the Pults, and these are the kids. These are great. I wish they'd have these on Saturday. These are great events with these kids. And then at 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Grand National Auction Dinner, Delta Ballroom. Doors open at 5 p.m., live auction. Let's go to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., convention registration for those attending that arrive on Saturday morning to get into the halls. And then at 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., which is a great, great event, is the Veterans Recognition Breakfast. It's in the Delta Ballroom. Doors open at 8. Meals served at 8:10. Guest speaker is Medal of Honor recipient Sergeant Sammy L. Davis. Entertainment, Lucas Hogg. You got to have a ticket to get in that. From 8:30 to 11:30, the Grand National Calling Championship Friction Division in the Governor's Ballroom. This is a neat event, too. If you're into turkey calls, at 8:30, a.m., the 16th annual Premier Grand National Custom Call Live Auction, featuring bid paddle sales and digital announcements. 9 a.m., Eye on the Wild Turkey, calling is everything. Ray Eye, I'm in Ryman, A, B, D, and E. They have me 500 seats set up for this event because we've been packed around the walls and out the doors the last couple years. They have me listed at 9 a.m., but I'm going to start at 8:30 because I have limited time. Come there early. We've got some great pre-roll. I'll have some stuff for the kids. I'm not going to have the time to bring the kids up front, but the first kids that arrive in the seminar before starting time will get a lot of free good stuff. So bring those kids out. My seminar is Calling is Everything. I have worked months on this program. I brought a lot of archives, old hunts out, and it's a teaching seminar. It's not about me. It's about you, the turkey hunting public. And this is going to be a school, a Johnson Mountain University school. We have some old footage and we have the new high-res footage, but it's got some great teaching hunts. And it's hard for me to explain this program. You're just going to have to be there because I'm going to teach calling, I'm going to pecking order, setups, shotguns, chokes, ammunition, everything you need to be a better turkey hunter, how to utilize the pecking order, how to call hens, bad weather hunting, hunting early spring, late spring, hunting birds that are under immense pressure, public ground hunting. This will all be in this program. So I've always enjoyed working with the kids at the shows, and I've got a couple little clips here I'm going to play for you, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. There's one little girl, though, I want to bring up this morning. When I'm reviewing video footage from the last, you know, 4 or 5 years of this seminar with the kids up and looking at the photos, I started noticing this one girl, this one little girl was up there every year. And I tell them at my program, hey, if you came up last year, if you received good stuff, you know, let another youngster come up and get the goods if you've already received stuff. I got to looking at this, and this girl was up there every year. Last year or a year before when we went back, I called the kids up, and there she was. I saw her again. Her dad was walking up with her, and I go, don't I know you? Haven't you been up here before? And she's so cute. She turned to look at her dad. She goes, busted. It was hilarious. She was a pro at getting free stuff. Let me tell you, she was great. One of the things that I do, those of you that's been to my show know that I'll call the kids up and I'll have an armload of stuff. Ralphie Dern's helped me, you know. We'll have turkey calls. We had some Hooks turkey calls. We've had HS turkey calls. We'll have caps. And we have DVDs and books. All kinds of, whatever kind of stuff I could give to the kids. We'll load them up. And then I'll ask them on the microphone, who's the greatest turkey hunter in the world? And if they hesitate or don't tell me, I take all the stuff away from them. The audience loves it. And then when I say, now, who's the greatest turkey hunter in the world? And they go, you? And I give them the stuff back. We had a young lady up there a couple years ago. This is a clip I'm going to play. Listen to what she says, and I'll say something about it afterwards.
Come on up. All the kids, come on up. Come on up right here. Come around here. Now, we're going to give each one of you some calls, okay? Okay. Did you kill a turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Have you killed a turkey? Oh, you look pretty sad. You better give her a DVD and some other stuff, too. Give her an owl hooter. Give her something. I don't know. Better give her two DVDs. She looks like she's in trouble here. How about you? You kill a turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You want a DVD anyway? Okay. All right. Question number one. See all that good stuff you got? Who's the world's greatest turkey hunter? Here, you got that. Who's the world's greatest turkey hunter?
You.
Bad boy. Give him a hand. Who's a better turkey hunter, Ray I or Michael Waddell?
Wait, who is Michael Waddell?
Yeah. Who's the greatest turkey hunter in the world? Don't hesitate. You're thinking too hard. Come on. Who's the greatest turkey hunter in the world?
Yeah.
Thanks. She said, yeah. What about you? Bad boy. Give him a big hand. Get out of here.
Now tell me, was that girl, great young lady, was she not sharp when I asked her, who's a better turkey hunter, me or Michael Waddell? She goes, who's Michael Waddell? That kid is a pro as well. So much fun. Can't wait to see you all down in Nashville, Tennessee. Can't wait to get back to the seminar. And on another note, I wanted to go ahead and say this on my radio programming this morning. I am retiring. This will be my 43rd and my last NWTF convention, and I'm going to stop all the traveling. I'm going to spend time with my grandkids, and I'm going to go hunting with my brothers and my families and things like that and not do so much of the professional hunting and the TV stuff. It's time to take a little break. I've been doing this a long time. I've been in the outdoor industry since the late 70s. I've traveled, my goodness, I've done seminars in the 80s and 90s where I do 250 to 320 programs a year, you know, including calling contests, seminars, in-store promotions, personal appearances, banquets, all those things. And that's a lot of, and, you know, my kids were little. I was on the road all the time. And so I'm going to spend some time with my grandkids That's really important to me. So with that, we're going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to go to story time. And I brought this week's story time about what I'm talking about right now, about the old days, being a professional and on the road, and the things that I've experienced. I think you'll enjoy that. So we'll see you all on the other side.